Jeremiah Clark's The King's March here on KPR, Wynton Marsalis, trumpet, Anthony Newman conducting the English Chamber Orchestra. Good morning. I'm Destiny. Hope you're all doing well on this foggy but sunny Tuesday. Be careful on the roads out there. It's going to be really, really warm today, which is crazy and kind of exciting before we get colder tomorrow. So keep your eye on the weather. Keep on listening to Kansas Public Radio because we actually talk about the weather here too. And sometimes the weather informs our musical choices. I was feeling like bright and sunny. Well, you can never go wrong with a Mozart piano concerto. So we're going to hear that in about 10 minutes. But speaking of the English Chamber Orchestra, I thought I would stay in the English theme. And now we're going to listen to Bach's English Suite number 3. And I've got a brass ensemble here, the Ludwig Guttler Brass Ensemble. I hope you like it. Now on Kansas Public Radio. Bach's English Suite number 3 here on KPR by the Ludwig Guttler Brass Ensemble. If any of you recognized that little minuet there in the last movement from the good old Suzuki repertoire, if any of you ever played instruments as a kid, that's where it comes from. Very neat. Mozart coming up. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the First Judicial District, CASA Association in Leavenworth, providing a safe, child-focused environment for forensic interviews and coordinated services during abuse investigations. Details at casalvks.org. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. And this Mozart that I mentioned, there are some very sunny moments in this piano concerto number 22, but also some very darkly introspective, I would say, and dramatique. In fact, the second movement, just listen carefully to it, because back when this premiered, the audience wanted an encore of the second movement, and that doesn't often happen. Usually it's the third bubbly fast movement that the people want to hear, but they really liked this second movement, and I think you will too. I've got Claudio Abbado with the London Symphony Orchestra, and the pianist is Rudolf Serkin, Mozart's Piano Concerto number 22, here on KPR. Mozart's Piano Concerto number 22 here on Kansas Public Radio. Claudio Abbado, the London Symphony Orchestra, and Rudolf Serkin at the piano. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. It's about 70 degrees outside, and I've got some fun Mozart coming up next hour, too. One of my favorite violin concertos, and also some wind music, so don't go anywhere. Here on KPR.
Nothing complicates a friendship like time, silence, and success. Sarbat Hussein's latest novel, Strange Girls, is all about that. Two writers grappling with their undefined relationship.
The relationship doesn't progress and become something else. If it doesn't change shape, but also doesn't lessen in its intensity, what happens to that?
I'm Juana Summers, The Complicated Nature of Friendships, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is here for you weekdays beginning at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ulsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And Plain Spoken Books, an imprint of University Press of Kansas, publishing nonfiction books that amplify the voices of the Midwest by telling local stories of national significance. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military is winning in Iran. He spoke earlier today at the Pentagon. Hegseth echoed comments made yesterday by President Trump, who says the U.S. has achieved, quote, major strides in its military objectives. But NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports Trump's words have caused